Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is Evan still there? I want to finish up with this call. No, he just dropped. I figured that. We'll just go to some of the other calls here in just a moment. We've started the third hour here. Michael Rivero is our guest here for a little bit longer. And we've been talking about government-sponsored terror, staged terror attacks. Michael Rivero, where do you see things going in the Middle East? We have the former president of Iran saying he doesn't think the U.S. and Israel will attack now. Number one, do you believe that? Number two, we know that Lebanon, the attacks of last month, were meant to be a curtain raiser, in Dick Cheney's words. We have moles inside those very meetings. That didn't go too well. Will that deter them from going ahead and having a first strike? But Israel's also come out and said they've now appointed a general for the attack and an advisory panel for the attack on Iran, and are telling Israelis to practice going to the local bomb shelters because they may launch an attack any day. What does Michael Rivero see happening?
Well, you are right. Lebanon was intended to be the war that was going to expand to the wider regional conflict. And then Hezbollah managed to basically bring the Israeli advance to a complete halt, and it turned into a real disaster in terms of public relations for both Israel and the United States, which was supplying the weapons. As far as trying to start a war in Iran, it does appear that they may just go ahead and attack and say, okay, you know, we're attacking just to attack, what are you going to do about it? And basically dare the respective populations of Israel and the U.S. to stand up and say, no, we will not support
now,
this.
I want Americans to know, though, that when you're paying $6 a gallon for gas, which is conservative, if they attack Iran, for at least 6 months that's going to happen, maybe even longer, and that will tank the economy. I want everybody to know that you asked for it by letting this government do this. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. This war is going to be a disaster for the U.S. Our country used to be held in high regard around the globe as a bastion for democracy and the way countries should be run. And maybe that illusion was, you know, a little less deserved than we'd like to think. But certainly in the last 3 years, the United States has been viewed as the most rogue of rogue nations. It stands with its assistant, Great Britain, and Israel, basically attacking Israel's enemies. Israel says, we need to attack these people, and the U.S. says, yes, we will attack these people. And to my point of view, and I've got a huge list of news articles that have appeared from Israeli sources saying, we will attack this, the U.S. will attack that, and it's very obvious who is calling the shots here. So I think Israel still wants to start a war in Iran that the U.S. would get stuck in. Certainly Israel wants to get a war with Iran going now before the war in Iraq collapses, because Iran, of course, is on the far side of Iraq from Israel. So any ground war that Iran launches is going to have to fight their way through Iraq first before they even get to Israel.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Things are imploding in Iraq, even worse than what the PNAC boys wanted. They wanted a civil war and an excuse to break it up in three parts. But now it's imploding so badly, they've either got to get out or expand it.
Yeah, very much so. And the most recent reports from the Pentagon describe a war that is being lost. It's a worse debacle than Vietnam was. And it's going to shatter American credibility and effectiveness in the global geopolitical sphere for the next decade, at least. It's just an unmitigated foreign policy disaster. There is another story, speaking of Great Britain, there is another story floating around from The Independent that Tony Blair's own cabinet is going to urge his resignation when they meet this week. So Blair is George Bush's mind canary. If Blair is brought down, Bush is going to know that he's in trouble.
I think we're in the prime position for a staged government terror attack, Michael.
I would agree with you. I just hope that the people who are running this operation are going to look at how much people are doubting 9/11 now and realize that trying a second one is probably going to buy more disaster and more doubt for them, that they're not going to get the poll bounce and the support bounce that the first one did.
Because stay there.
That whole thing.
Stay there. I want to do one more segment with you. Got another guest joining us as well, and we'll take your calls. We'll be right back.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have open phones in this third hour at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Bob Petruccus is a political science professor in social and behavioral sciences department at Columbus State University, where he won the Distinguished Teaching Award in 91, and it just goes on and on for hours with his incredible bio and all of his letters. He's running in Ohio as a Green Party candidate, and we'll be talking to him in just a moment. Finishing up with Michael Rivero, and I want to have both of you together during this segment if we can. Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. I see a prime confluence, all the things connecting that the globalists, the New World Order Crime Syndicate, needs another terror attack in the next month and a half to 2 months, if they're going to be able to keep control of the legislative branch in this country, if they're going to be able to, and not have, not that it matters the Democrats will get in, but that'll at least be a public rebuking of their policies that no one can spin, and that they need to go into Iran, as you said, to Ponzi scheme it up, because Iraq's imploding, and they need to go to the next level. And I wanted to get your take on your guesstimation, your dead reckoning of whether or not we're going to see that attack. I'm putting you on the spot. Do you, or will it be in the form of just something small, like one of our ships gets blown up and they claim Al-Qaeda did it? We pray that doesn't happen, but we also pray that if it does, it's one of the small events like that, not small of you're killed. Or will it be a mega event like New York, Chicago, Dallas, Denver? Those are some of the prime targets. The globalists have even said they love to brag so they can then talk about how predictive their powers are. It's like killers going to the cops and reporting they know where evidence is. You know, it's criminology. These people have the same mindset as low-level killers. You know, they like to brag. They like to leave little hints. So that's why we know those big targets. Do you think it'll be a big attack, a small attack, or some new war provocation? What do you see happening, Michael Rivero, or will they just sit there on the ropes and basically in a catatonic state?
I think they're going to go for some kind of military provocation, and the reason is if there is another 9/11 style attack inside the United States, it is going to be viewed even by those people who accept it at face value, that it's by Arabs or somebody, it's going to be seen as a complete and utter failure of all of the policies of the Bush administration for the last 5 years. It means that everybody's going to be saying, well, why did I let the government look in my medical records? Why are we letting the government grope our wives and daughters at the airport lines when it didn't change things? It didn't make us any safer. A new major 9/11 attack inside the United States is going to be seen as a complete failure of all this homeland security and all this thuggery and all this spying and all this surveillance that's been going on. Guantanamo, Abu Ghraib will all have been seen as horrendous crimes against humanity, which did not really affect our safety at all. So I think the planners of the new provocation are going to go with something military, like another USS Liberty-style attack, where, you know, an American ship will get sunk, and they'll wave those bloody uniforms around and say, we must retaliate. So that's the direction I think this is most likely going to take as they push for a war in Iran.
Unbelievable. Why does Michael Rivero do what he does?
Why? Well, I am not going to live under a government that lies to us, because if we live under a government that lies to us, we really don't know anything about the world in which we live.
And we have no security.
I don't think we have any security anyway. We're certainly not secure from our own government.
That's the point I'm making, is that you know, they claim it's all about security, but it's really about thuggery and control.
It's about their security, not ours. The reason they're listening in on our computers and our phone calls and our emails is to keep themselves protected from we the people. And it's not about making us safer from attack, because very obviously if you've got a government that's willing to send you off to war, they're not worried about your life. They're trying to get more of you to go off and get killed in order to build their empire. So the only real security involved is the security of the U.S. government. That's why you have Dick Cheney building a new bunker underneath the vice presidential mansion. They're worried about their own skins. They're not at all worried about the common people. Again, looking back at that documentary that Spike Lee did about New Orleans, it's very obvious that the government was really very uninterested in the people that lived in New Orleans as much as they were interested in the land.
Well, more than that, they actively jammed police communications, cut communications lines. Police had to go aim guns at FBI and FEMA just to get control of their transmission towers. I mean, that really happened. They really tried to make it as bad as possible.
Yeah, they really did. Well, it was a control. We're in charge here. Nobody else is allowed to do anything for anybody unless it goes through us. And, you know, the planning for disasters for New Orleans was handed to a Republican contributor who apparently never actually came up with a disaster plan. And that's why everybody was running around in circles. Now, maybe this was just more political corruption, where money is being given out and no product is being returned. Or maybe it was simply a way of dead-ending any disaster preparedness. But, you know, the bottom line is that everybody saw this as an opportunity to get rich, handing out contracts, grabbing huge chunks of land for redevelopment.
Well, bottom line, Michael Rivero, we know they frustrated the recovery, because they can fire Brownie and, quote, look like they screwed up, but then they get at least double their funding. So, again, order out of chaos. They literally wanted to wreck New Orleans as bad as possible so they could come in and declare it a disaster zone and salvage the whole thing for themselves.
Yeah, very much so. We went through a lot of that in Los Angeles. While I was still living in Southern California, I was very close to the center of the Northridge earthquake. And when FEMA came in, they had tons of money to spend, but it all went for new government facilities and for a new underground command center underneath Griffith Park. And
which is used for the next phase of control. The bottom line is they can't, they don't want to, they're not going to protect you. Michael Rivero, we always appreciate your great insight and the time you spend with us. We'll be watching your great work over at whatreallyhappened.com, my friend. And next time we have a big event in the U.S., I want to have you at it to speak. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and take care. I love going back and forth with that man. Is the professor there with us? Fantastic. Again, he is Bob Petruccus, and he's running for governor in Ohio on the Green Party ticket, and I'm honored to have him with us. Bob, good to speak with you.
Good to be on the show.
You bet. Just out of the gates, any key websites, phone numbers, info people need to...
Freepress.org is a nonprofit website that I've been publishing on for years, well over a decade, and bobforohio.com is my campaign website.
Bobforohio.com. We have links to both the freepress.org and bobforohio up on infowars.com. You are exposing 9/11. You are also exposing the electronic voting machines. You've been active on both. Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir, and let's get right into it.
Well, I have a PhD in political science. I also have a JD, but one of the areas of my interest over the years, I actually started out as a political theorist and on the failure of the left in America, and that's when I ran into the neocons back when they were more leftist social democrats and connected to
Trotskyites.
Yeah, Max Shackman, sure. And that was part of it. And then I watched their whole, trajectory over the years. And I realized that, they were hell-bent on Trotsky's permanent revolution just now on behalf of globalization. And in fact, they were going to use the U.S. military to do these crazy preemptive strikes and violate international law.
And now they have taken our good name and drug it through a latrine. They have butchered our economy, and they show no sign of letting up. In fact, they're accelerating.
No, they see there's a vacuum in the world. I mean, these people are incredibly ideologically rigid. So, they see this vacuum over the next 15 to 25 years, and they think they can use the U.S. military to essentially rearrange the world. I mean, I stumbled across a 1996 study, a backcasting by the United States Air Force. One scenario was called Gulliver's Travels, and it says, how does the United States, or looking backward from 2050, assuming different scenarios, one was the U.S. dominates the world and, peace and justice and corporate globalized capitalism range. Within that scenario.
But that's not what they're really doing. They're setting up a worldwide police state. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure they are. Their view is in order to do that, they have to become authoritarian. But the way they get there is through a terror attack on the United States in the year 2002.
Okay, I was not familiar, sir. This is massive. And, again, we learn stuff every day. We know about Northwoods, all the other plans. I've interviewed Army officers who were in Germany in the 70s looking at future plans and looking back where they mentioned a terror attack in the 2000s in this decade on the World Trade Center itself. You're telling me, sir, professor, and I've got to find a link to this. I'm going to write a huge article on it. I'm sure you have, and we just are ignorant of it, showing how much there is to learn in this world. You're telling me you discovered a Pentagon futurist projection map, which is also, of course, your specialty as a political theoretician. You're telling me, sir, that you found a document? Tell us about it.
From 1996, it was called the backcasting scenario. It was done at Langley, the Air Force Base, not the CIA headquarters.
Oh, my God.
Please, Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Travels. Is this still on the web?
I believe so, and I wrote an article about it when I came across, much like when I got a hold of Dr. Arnold Barnes.
Is your article at Free Press?
Actually, at the time, it was on another newspaper, which has since been bought up by a large monopoly.
Can you do me a favor? Can you, during the break, I'll give you a back email. If you fire a copy of that to me or a place where it is, we're going to, believe me, there's so much great stuff that gets out there that never gets picked up. This is getting, I'm going to shut up. We're about to break. I want to come back and go over this.
It's also in a book. I put it in a book fearing it would be scrubbed on Star Wars, weather mods, and full spectrum dominance. So I'll make sure I send you that book as well.
Well, we should have gotten you on before this. This is incredible. There's so many wonderful people, men and women like you, sir, that we just don't even have the pleasure of knowing, but now we know you. This is amazing. We're going to break, come back. Professor, let's get into this document. Gulliver's Travels, 1996, a backcasting scenario where they look at different scenarios of how society can develop or evolve. We got Brzezinski saying we need terror attacks in 97 to unify the slaves. That's us against the barbarians. We've got the PNAC boys saying it from 96 through 2000 and all these other documents. And now this is unbelievable.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, wasting no time, Professor Bob Petruccus is our guest. He's running for governor on the Green Party ticket in Ohio, and if I lived there, I would certainly vote for this man. Comes so highly recommended, doing a great job. Okay, so you wrote an article and wrote in a book about this particular government war game that they were, I guess, looking backwards in time on what could help cement U.S. global domination. And by U.S., we mean the criminals that have seized control of this engine. Please go over that for us.
Well, part of this, I was teaching a class which I had helped develop called American Transition. So I spent a lot of time looking at futurists and futurist projections. That's why the book you've talked about, the grand chessboard by Brzezinski. I used to read from that in the class and have the students read from that back in 97, talking about, you know, control in the 21st century. But Gulliver's Travels I found interesting because it was the exact same scenario, that essentially the United States people are, you know, democratic with a small d, a bit isolationist, aren't likely to want to get involved in foreign entanglements. And what it really takes to get them involved is, of course, some sort of terrorist attack on U.S. soil. I was also interested, really, after the Oklahoma city bombing of the federal building, because the initial reports came out instantly that it was people from the Middle East. And I'm thinking that's really, really quite odd.
Now we know those were U.S. government agent clients.
Sure. And this goes back, and I'm old enough to remember, and I had studied on the bombing, of course, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where they never found the John Doe number 4.
Watching Frontline a few weeks ago in a hotel room in Dallas, and they were admitting that Nixon wanted to stage terror attacks and blame it on people. I mean, this is mainstream.
Right. There's a long history of this. And I don't think there's anybody in the world, again, that now believes that the, you know, the Navy of North Vietnam, for no reason, attacked the U.S. at high seas.
Well, that's now declassified. That was all made up.
Sure. I mean, and McNamara even wrote about that in his book. Officially they tried to call it bad sonar. But there's a long history of provoking such events, and it's not only in the United States. You see this all over the world, and it's happened usually when you're moving towards an authoritarian government.
Exactly. But let's get back to this this military backtracking system. I mean, let's talk about that.
Well, the scenario they projected was a 2002 bioterrorist attack during the Winter Olympics. But that would galvanize the U.S. will as a Pearl Harbor. And when researching that, of course, I began to look into the anthrax attack on the U.S. because we have had a terrorist attack since 9/11 that nobody's done anything about. You know that, and that's our stuff.
Black ops fingerprints are all over that.
Sure, and we know it's our stuff because it's a trillion spores per gram. AIDS strain, silica impregnated, which is controlled in part by Battelle, which is based here in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
They're the ones that did Project Clear Vision and Project Jefferson. So,
and they even had a congressional study in 99, congressionally funded, on how to mail anthrax.
Sure. William Patrick III, who is very good friends with Ken Alabek, formerly Ken Alabekoff, the number two guy in the Soviet offensive anthrax, you know, making department there in the old Soviet Union, who had actually set up a company. When I was talking to people in law enforcement here locally before they all shut up, they said that they were looking at that direction because they, Alabek had been involved in just setting up a commercial enterprise that would sell vaccines.
Well, I mean, it's like with the bird flu fear-mongering. Dick,
sure.
You know, the whole White House is basically profiteering off of that. Same thing with the Cipro. And then we have the Associated Press and Ari Fleischer admitting in a press conference that they were all on Cipro on September 10th. I mean, this really gets ridiculous.
No, I mean, they don't hide it very well. And it's almost like I don't think they intend to hide it. They want those that are smart enough to figure it out to be in fear. They're not counting on people actually speaking out on this stuff.
Yeah, I know they miscalculated. They meant to horrify those of us in the know, dumb down the general public. I don't think things have gone the way they wanted to, Professor.
No, not at all. And I think that's a great credit to the American people and people like yourself. But think about when the peace movement went to Washington, 250,000, you know, almost a year ago in the fall. They just happened to have the first ever tularemia scare on the same day.
And these are all beta tests. I have no doubt these murderers are going to release some real bioweapon sooner rather than later, and a bunch of us will die while they're on TV posing as our saviors. It's so sick I have to watch these murderers sit up there and prepare another attack. Hopefully we can stop them. Professor, stay there. I want to come back and talk about ways to stop them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's what our country needs. It's what the world needs is good political candidates, good people running for office. And I hope you'll support the professor who we'll be talking to here in just a few minutes, Bob Petruccus. We'll tell you more about his website. We have links to him up on Infowars.com. Before we go back to our guest, and then I promise to your phone calls, if you visit Infowars.com, you can get my new documentary film that is the most powerful and most expensive, by the way, I've ever produced. We traveled to England, traveled to Chicago, traveled to Los Angeles. It's all on the new DVD. It exposes 7/7 as an inside job, the London bombings as an inside job. We also destroy the myth of 9/11 with the latest information documenting how that was a self-inflicted wound. We expose the White House memo, the Downing Street memos that staged the attack and the pretext for the attack on Iraq, the NSA spying, the torture. It is a 1 hour and 13 minute film, almost 2 hours. The extras are actually 68 and a half minutes long, so it's just over 3 hours long. The extras are the best information and the highlights of the 9/11 neocon agenda, the two-day event we had in Los Angeles. 2 hours of that, of course, was carried by C-SPAN, or to be exact, about an hour and 50 minutes of it. But some of that is culled from that panel discussion, also in the extras. It is such an important film, over 3 hours of powerful information, $19.95. You can get the film as low as $9.95 when you get multiple copies. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv and watch it in super high quality bandwidth and download it and burn it to disk to give to your friends and family and neighbors. Please get the high quality DVD from us, the DVD 9. Burn copies of that. Give it to your friends and family and neighbors. Get it out there. Expose the terrorists. Bring them to justice. Have hope. Have faith. Know we've already had a lot of victories. Again, Infowars.com. Or you can simply go to prisonplanet.tv, get a 15-cent a day monthly membership, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, $5.95 a month for a prisonplanet.tv membership, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139 to get the documentaries that I've made, the documentaries I carry, the book I've written, the other books I carry there at Infowars.com, or again by calling 888-253-3139. And then last but not least, the event, the showing of Terror Storm is sold out tonight at the Alamo Draft House. Tomorrow night is shaping up to sell out by tomorrow. Go ahead and get your tickets at Infowars.com or at the door. But you better get there beforehand because it'll sell out by tomorrow night. Then we have a Thursday night showing that's selling quickly. And then two more showings next week on Wednesday and Thursday. Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Hope to see you there. And I will be in attendance. I'll be giving a speech and taking questions at the end of each showing of the film. Let's now go back to Professor Bob Petruccus. He, again, is running for governor of Ohio on the Green Party ticket. Professor, I want you, because you've studied and you've got a degree in the areas of study that help you engage in futurist activities. Obviously, that's what the NSA and the government spends most of its time doing, trying to project trends, trying to see where things are going, putting your skills together. I mean, I know you've probably spent many hours studying and thinking about where you think things are going. I see a prime confluence of data, of information, of political developments worldwide that show me the globalists are having failure after failure right now, failures in Lebanon, failures in Iraq, failures in getting everybody hyped up to go into Iran. I see it as a Ponzi scheme where their past criminal activities and other actions are imploding, so they need to go to the next level to try to smokescreen the past. I see a lot of evidence that we'll see a staged terror attack or military provocation by late October. Give me your take on that and tell us, Professor, where you see things going in the near and then midterm and then long-term projections.
Well, I would be similarly looking for such an event, in part because, just like in Iraq, they basically don't have any exit strategy. Part of what's going on here is that they're really worried about someone like John Conyers running around with a subpoena, you know, and people, the elements left in Congress, you know, Ron Paul, the former Libertarian candidate, that there's people, you know, outside the mainstream in both parties that know what's going on a lot of levels. So, I mean, what are you going to end up doing? And the easiest thing to do, I think they also have a feeling that they're one major event or two away from authoritarianism. But I was listening to your last conversation, and one possibility is that I think the American people themselves may be wising up to this and will hold this administration responsible, you know, after the Katrina disaster. And it should become clear to everyone that, what the Bush administration has done is he's broken any independence within the CIA. It's now nothing more than a data collection agency and tool, a Praetorian Guard for the Bush crime family, which, you know, I've always believed in what Kevin Phillips said, the architect of the modern Republican Party, is this, the Bush family is four generations of war profiteers. So when your war profits are about to be exposed and your plan's going to fail, you're going to have to inevitably attempt to create chaos and do the smoke and mirrors to remain in power.
I agree. So what do you see happening in the next few months, and how do we get the word out to stop them from staging some type of new attack?
My biggest fear, which I've seen repeatedly in the mainstream newspapers, is an aerial attack on Iran. I think that, you know, I mean, I think they're probably secretly looking at their focus groups, deciding how best to spin it.
They've actually been paying for polls to see what would happen. They've had focus groups in the last 2 years on how we would respond to a new terror attack.
And that's what they do. I mean, Karl Rove has been at this a very long time, and so has the Bush family. Other questions is one that was floating around, which I found interesting, was in part the question of whether you simply go into Syria, which is a path of least resistance, and find, you know, quote, hidden but really planted, you know, weapons that will be accused of having come from Iraq, thus justifying Iraq and creating a new weaker enemy than perhaps Iran. Those are the two scenarios that I'm looking at.
That will push us into a global crisis right there, with oil prices doubling conservatively, maybe even tripling, and then the ripple effect that will have on
and who will benefit other than the big oil in the U.S., many of them from Texas.
Studying, as you've done, Professor, the mindset of these elites, how do they cold-bloodedly carry on an attack and kill 2,800-plus Americans?
I think it's a standard utilitarian calculation, and that, the, you know, in their mind, that the ends justify the means, is that, you know, from their perspective, they're looking back and seeing a global chess game, of which we're the pawns, you know. They're the kings and the queens and the knights, and we're the pawns. And that I think they just see it as, you know, Brzezinski talks about in the Grand Chessboard.
Sacrificing pawns.
Sure, you know, we're the pawns and we're being sacrificed in, you know, what's been called for a long time, you know, the great game. I mean, how did they justify setting up drug running, you know, out of Long Chen during the Vietnam War? How did they justify hiring Contras that brought crack into the United States? I mean, one of my favorite terms in one analysis from the CIA was, you know, the inner city was, quote, an expendable asset, end quote.
Yeah, collateral damage in
the
overall scheme. I mean, it really is a ruthless crew that pride themselves on being ruthless. We could talk about black men and syphilis with Tuskegee, or irradiating atomic children, or, you know, all of it. There are thousands of declassified, admitted examples of this. And then you have the servant class in the U.S., kind of the middle class, who thinks they're part of the establishment, part of the system, who think attacking Iran, that they personally are going to get something out of it. I don't think they realize that they're actually going to be paying for all of this.
Sure, in the long run is, you know, as the economy collapses and those, you know, new built houses in the suburban sprawl with no infrastructure to support them, you know, become sort of the McShacks of the future, is that at that point. But I think what the elite will concentrate on is how then do you whip, you know, the theocratic base up into, you know, a notion of their version of a Holocaust versus how to get the middle class then whipped up into a nationalist fervor against immigrants or people in other parts of the world.
Oh, yeah, the establishment is definitely moving to use the illegal alien crisis they have fostered and funded and created.
Sure, through the North American Free Trade Agreement. They open up the borders. They move in and destroy the indigenous economy of Mexico, move their subsidiaries down there, and then say, look, there's immigrants.
And then they blame it on the immigrants, and on the surface claim in the Houston Chronicle, the FEMA camps are for them and, oh, by the way, American citizens, but it will be sold as we're deporting and arresting the illegals, when that'll just be the surface headline.
Well, and you recall, of course, the Houston plan during the Nixon administration, you know, and when they had their list of the 10,000 key activists in the country, and also the plan to use the national stadiums, which actually was, that plan was emulated in Chile by Pinochet when he came to power.
Yeah, they're not playing games, and they want the police state, because out of that, then they can take any private property or any pension funds
sure.
they wish. And but you know what? As you said, they meant for the intelligentsia and the thinking man and woman to know this is an inside job. I know that they did not intend for it to go viral, for it to supernova out into the public. There's no putting that genie back in the bottle now. I really, studying this deeply, Professor, I believe they've miscalculated. Number one, do you agree with that? Number two, how do you see that playing out in different scenarios?
Well, I think a couple things would happen. Number one is that there were elements of the American intelligentsia who were inoculated against this, who, you know, had studied history, probably watched the History Channel too many times, and that didn't fall into the socialization. The other thing they really weren't counting on, I think, is the change
Hold on, Professor. By socialization, you mean brainwashing?
Sure. Sure, is that they're repetitive, you know, Orwellian, you know, this is the enemy.
Sure, please continue. I interrupted. Go ahead.
Right. And the other thing I think is they didn't count on the essentially relocalization and decentralization of the technology, which allows people themselves to now go global, like the internet, satellite, radio. I really don't think they understood the ability of common people and middle-class people and intellectuals to go forward.
Well, I don't think they counted on courage. Some of us are willing to be put in prison or die. And some of us are willing to fight, too. And I think they're so now I believe their hubris is beginning to evaporate to a certain extent. Clearly, they're beginning to realize the true threat. Do you think it's too little too late? Or how do you see this breaking?
I actually think that, you know, at times, is at a certain point, the Democratic Party may actually even get a spine or a backbone. Hasn't got one yet, you know, and I say this as a former Democrat, now running as an independent endorsed by the Greens. But, you know, I think there is so much activity on the ground and so much dissatisfaction.
Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about 10,000 radicals out there beating the drum. It's 50 million people or more.
Sure.
And, I mean, 76 million in a conservative poll believe 9/11 is an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot get us all. They can try to crush a few prominent people and scare you back into the cave.
Right.
And, folks, if they scare you into your holes, then they win.
Well, one of the things, when I first started on, you know, these political machines, it was wrong to have them privately controlled by partisan corporations counting our vote on proprietary software. I was called crazy. I was called a conspiracy theorist. But early on, it was 5-10%. Then it was 20%. The last Zogby poll shows 92% of the American people want full transparency.
So that's my question, Professor, and we got to go to calls. What is the elite, the alpha maggots? What are they going to do? Because they clearly, I've looked at the paradigm, I've looked at the equations, I've really, as you have clearly, never talked to you before, we're on the exact same page because we're seeing the same data. What is this elite going to do?
Well, if they're smart, what they'll do is kind of banish the Bushes, as, you know, get rid of that
sacrificial political lamb.
And bring in some friendlier faces that have some sort of distance.
Sure, slow down. But if they slow down, the scandals are so big, it's still going to blow up.
Well, I think they'll go to attempting to negotiate agreements, and I think on the way out you'll do what George Herbert Walker Bush did. What you do is you pardon a bunch of people, you shred a lot of records, and you try to get an agreement from whoever you put in
place. But they've got another problem, Professor, vectoring in on them. The economy bubble, the housing market beginning to implode, the debt at all-time highs. They're needing terror as an emotional salve to coincide with an ultra-massive correction bordering on deep depression. How does that wild card enter the equation?
Well, if the bubble bursts, their usual way to do that is war.
Exactly. Hence Iran. Hence they may not have a choice. Hence, even if it blows up in their face here, I believe that we're probably going to see terror attacks in total World War III.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that?
I think that is a likely scenario if the economy bursts. I don't see any other options, really.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is so horrible. We're standing here at the precipice of something that will make World War II look like cupcakes. And the average neocons out there drooling, listening to talk radio, has no idea what's even going on. The average Democrat doesn't know what's going on. They know we're being lied to, but they don't know the details.
Well, you know, I mean, there was an enemies gap, and they wanted their new endless war. They tried to pick the fight with China.
Mr. President, we must not allow a mineshaft gap. Let's take a call from John in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Alex. You know, thanks for taking my call. I've been paying attention to politics and, you know, world affairs for the past couple of years and just started listening to your show about 6 months ago. I have a membership to your PrisonPlanet.tv and watch great documentaries and all that. But I had a couple of questions. You know, I recently made a webpage on MySpace about all the stuff that you address in your documentaries and in your articles. And, you know, I got my friends on there, and what they do is, you know, I get labeled a loon for bringing this to their attention. But, you know, the thing is, there's documents out there, and what I've done is, with a lot of your documentaries, gather all the, you know, information, the articles, the declassified documents, and made links to them, and I'm still being called a loon. So, I mean, I guess my question is there any way you could...
Well, sir, it's probably the demographic you're communicating with. People that laugh at you, don't waste time and try to convince them. Go to people who ask serious questions, who don't even agree with you, but that are willing to have a serious debate. You've always had the mass of people supporting Hitler, supporting Stalin, supporting the British Empire, supporting slavery, but it's always the minority that proves the world is round. Professor?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Plus, how do you argue with, you know, joint vision for 2020? For God's sakes, it's on a U.S. government military page saying that our official policy is, in fact, full-spectrum dominance of the planet.
And that means dominance of the people.
Well, you have to. I mean, with this whole theory of a mass society, I mean, look, these people, their heroes are Machiavelli, Strauss, and... you know, essentially Max Shackman, who is a renegade Trotskyist.
Yep. I hope that answers your question. We'll come back and talk to Sean, Tom, and Ed. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, we're going to have this man on for 2 hours in the near future. Again, I'm always discovering, and I know many of you probably already discovered him before I did, wonderful, intelligent, dynamic, patriotic people. And I know we have an affiliate in Ohio and an affiliate that goes into Ohio. Listeners need to get behind this man. I'm so honored to have him with us, Bob Petruccus. Bob, a few final calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, Sean. Are you there? Okay, let him go. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Ohio. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Ordo K.O.
Order out of chaos.
Means. Yeah, order out. You got it. Mr. Petrakis, did I pronounce your name right?
Petrakis, yeah.
Petrakis.
See, I've been saying Petrakis is Petrakis.
Well, you actually using the Greek pronunciation, so
oh,
you were more
Greek.
Correct than
oh,
I am.
I am. Do you speak Greek?
Oh, a little.
Basileos Basileon. I just wanted to get your name right for when I vote for you.
Oh, good.
Are you running against Taft?
No, actually, J. Kenneth Blackwell, who's a neocon.
You know that Taft is a, you know he's a Skull and Bonesman, right?
Well, yeah, well,
yeah,
his
Alfonso
Taft was the co-founder of Skull and Bones.
Yeah, also, Blackwell, like to tell you, hold on. Blackwell's the guy that stole the election in Ohio. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and he also was the guy who belonged to a neocon institute called the Jewish Institute for National Security, which believes in regime change.
Am I still on the air? Hello?
Yeah, caller, go ahead.
I wanted to tell you that we were discussing some masonry before, and I wanted to tell you to get your hands on some Manly P. Hall books. There are 360 degrees in the Masonic. There's not only 33. The 33rd part of the initiate's job is to make a original contribution to masonry. Now, that can be getting people killed in Iraq, directing on how you do it. Every person that's killed in wars is an offering to their gods, Horus, Osiris.
No, I know. I've read several books by Manly P. Hall. One of them is Masonry in All Ages, yeah.
But I want you to know, Governor. Governor?
Yes?
I want you to know, just to look these books up and do some studying on it, that you wanted to know about the 33rd degree, that's part of it, the original contribution to masonry.
Okay.
That's part of the 33rd ignition. And thank you very much. Keep on fighting the battle.
I will, Tom. Good to hear from you. Wish we had more time with you. Let's talk to Ed in Florida, last caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
My name is Edward. I just wanted to thank you and the professor there. Some pretty good information. I've been looking up the alternate futures for 2025 Gulliver's Travels on the internet right now, and there's some stuff on there. But I just wanted to talk really quick about the new Time magazine, September 11th, 2006, What We Lost, How Our Response to 9/11 Reshaped the Century.
It's got a big hit piece against loose change.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to point out. Plus the conspiracy myths of 9/11. It talks about the loose change guys, and, you know, of course it mentions that they're only 22 or 23 years old.
Look, it's not going to work. They can't stop us. It's too little too late. Bob?
Well, no, I think that so much stuff is out of the bottle, so to speak, that, I don't know how they can go back. I was attacked, oddly, by Mother Jones at the Free Press because they said there was nothing wrong with the machines. Now I've got the GAO on my side and Carter Baker Commission. So we ended up being right because we're right on the facts, and that's
Professor,
what we got to remember.
That's right. I've got to get you back on to talk about. You've been on the front lines in Ohio exposing election fraud, and that's a subject we didn't really get into.
Well, glad to do it.
Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you, Edward in Florida. A call back tomorrow. We can give you more time. All right. Take care, Professor.
Thank you for the time.
You bet. God bless. He's running for governor in Ohio. Got a link to him on Infowars.com. Get your tickets now for the events tomorrow, the next night, and the next week, because tonight's already sold out at the Alamo Draft House for the screening of my new film, Terror Storm. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. More than